Listen to me. For the sake of those that are depending on you, do not give up. For the sake of those that are looking up to you, do not fail. For the sake of those that are trusting you, for the sake of those who need you, who depend on you, do not default. If you fail, who will help them? For the sake of your children, don't give up on your life. For the sake of your mother, your father, your parents, youths, don't end your life miserably. For the sake of that old woman that gave birth to you, do not go into bad things. If you cannot pity yourself, pity the people that are trusting you. If you cannot pity yourself, pity those who have depended on you for so long. Live right. Maybe you may not have any reason for living right. You may see a justifiable reason to live wrong. But please, for the sake of those that are learning from you, please live a right life. For the sake of those who are looking up to you as a mentor, please live the right way. For the sake of those that are looking unto you as a true person, please don't break their hearts. For the sake of those who look up to you as a source of help, please do not fail. The road may look hard. It may seem very tough. You may not have what it takes now, but please keep on pressing. Because if you stop and give up and fail and become frustrated, what will be their end? Can't you see their state? Can't you see the state of your parents? Can't you see how poor they are at the moment? Can't you look at your family members? Take a look at your kids. Take a look at them. If you abandon your dreams now, if you fail, what will happen to them? This should be our thought. It should ring in our consciousness. Do not fail. If you don't have a reason, remember those that trust in you. Remember those who took the pains to train you up. Remember your parents who sacrificed for you. Please, because of them, don't give up. Because of them, don't be miserable. If you have no suitable reason to be great, let it be that you are great because of your parents. Let it be that you are great, that you are reasonable and responsible because of those that depend on you. Dear Pastor, for the sake of those that are following you, please do not give up on your ministry. For the sake of those who look up to you as a minister of God, even though many people don't trust you, but as for many that trust you, please don't give up. You may find all reasons to quit. You may find all reasons to just end it. But please do not end. Do not stop. Because those that are looking unto you, you may be their only hope. You may be the only one they might be looking unto. You may be the only option that is in their mind. Do not fail. Because if you disappoint yourself, if you live a wretched life, if you give up on your dreams just because the way looks hard, you have not just disappointed yourself, you have also disappointed humanity. For the sake of those, please, for their sake, don't give up. this is God's message in my heart to you. Even if you don't pity yourself, pity those that are looking up to you. Even if you don't pity your life, pity your parents who trained you. Pity the ones who fed you. Pity the ones who groomed you. Pity the children. Young woman, please don't abandon your children. Because the man abandoned you does not mean you should abandon them. If you abandon them now, who will help them? Take a look at those innocent children. They didn't commit any crime to humanity. If you leave them there to die, who will help them? Please, for the sake of them, don't give up. Don't throw them away. Never forget this in life. As you walk through life, never forget. Never forget those who helped you. No matter how high the eagle flies, it must come back to the ground to drink water. No matter how high you fly, never forget those that helped you. Never forget the ones who raised you. This is one thing that most people don't understand. That when they climb high in life, they tend to forget the ones who helped them to go high. When you fly high, remember the ones who taught you how to fly. Do not forget them because you are up. Remember that life is not static. Do not forget those who helped you. Never bite the finger that fed you. As you grow up in life, young people, you need this revelation. Do not forget your parents when you start making it. No. Do not forget them when you start being successful. Many people tend to forget those who helped them. Don't make new friends and forget the ones who were with you. Most of us tend to make new friends when we are beginning to succeed. We now make friends with the rich. Then you forget the ones that helped you. Then you abandon the ones who were with you in your times of distress. The ones who taught you the principles for living. The ones who groomed you, you forget them. You throw them off because you have seen a more better way now. You have now seen life from a better perspective. Because you are not eating with a golden spoon, you forget those who were eating with rubber spoons together. You forget those who taught you mysteries with rubber blades. Because you are living in a mansion, you forget your parents. Most of you carry millions of dollars and give to men of God. I'm not against it. It is wickedness if, as a man, you are packing millions of dollars and giving to men of God, and your parents are still carrying lots of wood on their head. Sir, it's wickedness. Even if it is me you are giving, it's wickedness. In all your lifting, do not forget the one that raised you. We see this thing play everywhere around the world. We see it play everywhere. We see it play in almost every country of the earth. When you make money, you forget your parents. You pack donations to ministries. I'm not against that. But please do not forget the one who helped you. One good turn always deserves another. The one who helped you, go back and show appreciation. Don't leave them there because you have the opportunity to fly. There's no one that will not fly if they have been given the opportunity. You have yours now. Use that opportunity to help them. Let me use this few minutes and groom your mind. Let me use this few minutes and groom you to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God, the principles that keeps men great. I'm not teaching you the principles that makes men great. I'm teaching you the one that keeps men great. Because you can be great today and fall tomorrow. Let me teach you what will not just set you among princes, but will keep you there. Listen. Do not forget the one that raised you up. This one mistake we tend to make. Do not forget those who helped you. We tend to forget the one who have shown us love in our times of distress. And because of money, fame, wealth, or power, we now make new friends with total strangers. And we forget the ones that have been with us all this while. This is very wrong. You can't be living in a glass house and your parents are still living in Karabut. It's very, very bad. You cannot be living in mansions and your parents are still struggling in a tattered mud house with holes. It's wickedness. Even if it is me, you are giving the money, so you are wicked. Praise the Lord. When you fly, don't be carried away by the heights. Keep on flapping. I'm teaching you from the Word of God. The Bible says, do what you must keep on doing. Bible says keep on doing it. This one mistake we make, I'm not teaching you what will make you great. I have thought so much on what will make us great. Let us learn what will keep us great. A bird who is carried away by how far he has soared from the ground and stopped flapping his wings will fall down and die. Most of us, when we make astonishing feats and successes, we are carried away by the success that we forget to do what we were doing that made us successful. Do not forget what you did that made you successful. Keep on doing it. That you make success today does not mean you should stop doing what we're doing. This is the secret that keeps men great. No matter how great a man is, no matter how wealthy a man is from his business, he will never shut it down because he has made enough money. This is the mistake most Christians understand. We trust God and love God now, but when God lifts us up, we forget that it was God that lifted us up, and we are now concentrating on the lifted more than the lifter. So we stop looking unto the lifter of men and then we fall down to dust. The scripture says that if you forget him, he will forget you. If you are crafty with him, he will be crafty with you. If you are serious with him, he will be serious with you. If you are doubting him, he will be doubting with you. Anyhow you live with God, that is how God will live with you. God will relate with you the same level at which you relate with him. This explains why most Christians are experiencing God at a higher level and many Christians are experiencing God at a lower level. The same God, but different dimensions of operation. Not because God chose to operate in that level with you, but because that is your level of operation with him. So God will stay in that level until you choose to upgrade. Hallelujah. Another thing you should remember, do not despise the days of little beginning. That is the curious way the devil deceives people. Because they have grown up, they despise those that are just coming. every great man on this earth once had a time he was struggling. Every great man started from somewhere. Nobody came from nowhere. Everybody started somewhere. There is a way we all started this life. The goal, the most interesting thing, the most important thing is not how we started. The most important thing was that we started. And because we started, that is why we are where we are. Because if we never started, we will never be where we are. One thing we should remember in life is that we should not despise the days of little beginning. Never despise those that are just coming. No, don't try it. That you are great now does not mean you should despise those that are coming up. That you are wealthy now does not mean you should despise those that are still hustling, that are still poor now. You were once like them. We should always use our wealth to better others. That is the way our wealth will be sustained. If we eat all our wealth alone, we will eat it alone. But if you use your wealth to help others, you are investing, that you will surely get a return. Let me open your eyes to see the mysteries that secures men in the great places of life. Do never despise the days of little beginning. Never despise the day of little beginning. Never despise those that are just starting. Just because you have made it, you were like them. If you despise those that are starting, God who lifted you up can bring you down at their level for you to understand. Life is a brutal teacher. It will teach you as many times as you need to learn. Another thing you must understand in securing greatness is that you must never underrate people. Never underrate people. Don't be carried away by pride in what you have and what you have achieved, and you begin to underrate people. Never underrate anybody, because people are not the way you see them. People are not the way you see them to be. People are greater than what you think them to be. Don't underrate anybody. You don't know who will help you in this life. So never look down on anybody. What if the person that you are downgrading is the one that God has destined to help you? This is what most of us do, and we lose our breakthroughs. We lose our testimonies. We lose our miracles because we are filled with the spirit of pride. Never underrate anybody. No matter how high you have gone, don't underrate anybody that you think is lower than you. They may not be the way you think. Let me better let you understand this also. As you are striving towards greatness and to maintain your greatness, the best way to maintain your greatness is to understand that you are not great enough. You are not the best. You are not the best. The level which you are is not final. Failure is not fatal, and success is not final. Every level of success you achieve, there is always a level above it. You don't succeed and relax. You keep on succeeding. Always climb to higher levels. That is how great men secure their success. Because the times we are living in, time naturally upgrades. the same technology we are using now will not be the same technology we will be using in the future. The same technology we are using now will not be the technology that we were using in the past. For us to succeed, we have to constantly upgrade our level and our status. The fact that you have the technology now does not mean you should sit down and wait and just believe that that technology will bring in money for you every day of your life. Without an upgrade, you are deceiving yourself. Upgrade every time. You have to upgrade. You have to upgrade. You have to upgrade. No matter how high you fly, fly higher. Fly higher. Let me say this, that success is easy to get, but difficult to keep. It's easy to climb to the ladder of success, but it is very difficult to remain there. It's more easier to get there than to remain. That's why staying successful demands responsibility. You don't need charisma to stay successful. Although you need charisma to get to success. Charisma will get you to success, but it is character that will keep you there. Sustain success, set your boundaries. Set your boundaries. Set limits to where you can go. Set limits on what you can do. Set boundaries that yourself will not cross. This is one effective way to stay successful in your life. Set boundaries you will not cross. Set limitations on what you will do. Hallelujah. Set limits on what you will do. Guide yourself about with principles and wisdom, because you need wisdom to stay successful. You may need anointing, talent, or skill to get to the top. But man, you need more than that. You need character and wisdom to stay there. Because there are so many gifted men who have gotten to the top by the reason of their gifts. But they could not remain there. The Bible says the gift of a man opens the way. He opens the door for him. The gift opens the door, but it's character that is the key. Gift opens the door, but character will make you enter there and stay there. Because you can enter there and you are pushed out. Your gift opens the door, but character keeps you there. Always remember that when you are succeeding, never change your values. If you are a righteous person, because if you have succeeded because you are righteous, don't think by being unrighteous you will succeed more. Instead, you will crash. The last thing I will say, if you want to maintain success, keep God as priority. Keep God as priority. Keep God as priority. Keep God as priority. Our generation have lost this. To keep God as priority is something that our generation needs to hear again. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. The scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. That's what our generation lacks. We are seeking after success. You know, the prescription is to seek the kingdom of God. When you seek the kingdom of God, success is an addition. That's the key things great men do. They don't pursue success, they pursue God. Success follows. Because God is, in God is success. You see why the Bible says, seek God first? Because God, in God is victory. In God is success. In God is favor. As you continue to seek the kingdom of God, success, favor, and upliftment in your life becomes natural. Praise God forevermore. I'm teaching this to make you understand this clearly. Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Put God as your primary focus. That's what will keep you great. Many men were great. Many kings in the Bible, God raised them to become kings, but they forgot God when they sat on the throne, and God dethroned them. The same God who enthroned you can dethrone you. The same God who lifted you up can still bring you down. He still has that power. Don't think that because God lifted you up, then you can turn your back on God and think that you will remain successful. It was God that honored you. He can take it away. It was God that unveiled you to the world. He can still obscure you. It was God that showed you before kings. He can bring you into obscurity. It was the Lord who raised you. He can bring you back. Please, these are the keys that God has laid in my heart, and I've distributed it as the Lord has commanded me. Now the ball is in your courts. I will say that he that listens to these words and obeys them will be like a man that builds his house on the solid rock. Because the rains came and the winds blew and beat against the house, and the house was still standing. But if you don't listen, you'll be like a man who built his house on sand, and the rains came and the winds beat upon the house, and the house fell, and great was the fall of it. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Thank you very much. Stay blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.